This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Ooh, boy, that fades right out now. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, Vinny.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I totally forgot that we had this whole new system. And then I came in and I went, oh, crap, the new system.
It's great news.
Oh, it is. I figured out I pushed all the right buttons.
You're
going to
be
fine.
And I can see you now better than we could before. So.
Oh, I know. It's almost like there's nothing between us.
Right.
There's nothing in our way. Nothing stopping us now, Vinny. 2019 is here.
Listen, you're being silly. Mm. Tell me everything. We just had 2 weeks off.
We did.
You posted zero things.
No, I did post zero. I did.
Right.
Yep.
Wait.
Did you post anything? You are correct, sir. I confirm that there were zero things posted.
Is it no, I posted zero? The answer is yes, I posted zero.
No, nothing. No is the answer.
So
did
what?
You post something? I didn't even look. I swear to God, I went into a cocoon. I just
good for
was,
you.
Good. Yeah, that's a good thing.
I really do enjoy checking out.
Uh-huh.
Although,
and so you did?
Well, I did. I get alerts on my phone a lot, so I'll, you know... If anything really important in the world happens, I feel like my phone will let me know if I look at my phone.
Well, at one point, I avoided my phone a lot, too.
Yeah, it's nice. I feel like get away from that, though.
But at one point, you said you did get some skiing in.
Mm-hmm.
We exchanged a text, and you said you got some skiing in,
I
so
did.
That was nice.
Well, we skied 3 days, and there was some good and some bad about it. You know, they really did sort of sell me that there had been a ton of snow up in Tahoe, and there may have been. But by the time we get up there,
it had rained
quite a lot. And so as we were driving up into the mountains, I'm like, so where's the snow? And there wasn't much, and not at lake level anyway. It was very not snowy, very brown, very dirt. And so I was kind of bummed. So, you know, because I had expected it to be this, you know, winter wonderland and everything. And one of the days, the thing that was crazy, because you know how it rains at lake level, but it's snowing as you get up higher.
Sure.
So you get all your clothes on and you're going, and we ski at home. Homewood is my favorite. It's so low level. It's just like a real family place. It doesn't have a lot of high speed lifts. You know, all the cool cats are going to the scenes at Squaw or North Star or wherever. So I like Homewood because it's very manageable. So we get on the chair, and it's pouring. It's an absolute downpour. So everything you've got on, you know, you're wearing ski clothes, so you're fairly waterproof. But it's pouring. It's getting in everywhere, and everything that isn't, you know, plastic on you, like you're the thing that's keeping your face warm, everything's just getting soaked. And then you get up to, I don't know, the first 1,000 feet of the lift go up, and you sort of hit this ridge, and then you go up. And then the rain turns into snow. So now you're soaked, and you have snow falling on you. So by the time you get to the end of the lift, you're covered in slush. So then you get off, and then and it's a squall. I mean, the first day that we went, it was crazy. Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
I can't tell. Did you like it?
This day was not good.
Okay.
This was not a good day.
All right.
But mostly because, so we were up there, and I did about 2 hours. You can't go all the way down to the bottom of the mountain because there is no snow from about 1,000 feet up
all the way
to the bottom. So to get down to the bottom, you're going to have to get back on the lift and ride the lift down. There's no skiing down to the bottom.
I've never seen that.
Me either. So not at this particular, I don't know if that's, you know, maybe they're making more snow at different places, but at Homewood, that was the case. And even what's there, there's a lot of rocks showing, and there's, you know, it's, so it's not great.
Oof.
So this was on, like, I don't know, maybe the Monday. And I get so drenched. So after 2 hours, I'm like, okay, I'm freezing to death. My gloves, which are, they're waterproof, I assume, or water resistant anyway, ski gloves. And they have a liner inside them. And on the ski lift on the way down, I pull them off, and the liner's just so, like I'm squeezing water out of. I'm soaked top to bottom, freezing. So then it proceeds to get colder. The rain turns to snow. It snows all night. And on Christmas Day, it's a sunny day, and there's a foot of new snow. And we all go on I guess it was Tuesday, and it's epic. It's just great. I mean, you still can't snow ski all the way down to the bottom, but there's no more rain, and there's a foot of fresh powder. So it was
Christmas Day.
That was Christmas Day.
They're definitely getting snow.
They better be. I certainly hope they are.
The storm has been heavy.
It has been.
Like 3 inches at my house.
My pond is overflowing at my house, yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely... It rained buckets all day yesterday.
And so windy. It's stormy. But that's good, you know? We need that. Mm-hmm. We need all the rain we can get.
Well, the snow is the
thing
that...
Yep.
That's great news.
Yes, it keeps us alive
but
the rest of the
how's
year.
This? So it didn't... The weather was fantastic our whole vacation and then just hit this last weekend. So I surfed every day except Christmas.
Oh, that's great.
And then, of course, this past weekend because it was just...
Yeah, it was
stormy.
So tell me about your Christmas.
I had the best Christmas of all times.
Tell me.
Well, I don't know that there's anything to tell. It was just my kid is 5, was fully into it, everything, all the stuff. Wanted to put out cookies for Santa. We watched Christmas movies. Mm. The new one with Kurt Russell.
Oh,
it's
what
pretty
is it?
Fun. Christmas Chronicles.
Do you know that one?
Kurt Russell, Christmas Chronicles.
Yeah, Goldie plays his wife.
I love when they work together. I just love them as a couple.
So she's Mrs. Claus?
She's Mrs. Claus.
I see.
He's Santa. And
I had heard a review where they said he's a great Santa Claus.
It was fun. It was just weird to see a new one, nice to see a new one, and I enjoyed it. So I saw, actually, over the vacation, I saw quite a few movies. I saw Bird Box. Did you see that?
I did.
You didn't like it?
I did like it.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What's
it was okay.
All the hoopla about it? Is that the Sandra Bullock one?
It's Sandra Bullock.
People were doing a Bird Box challenge, and there was this whole thing. Lots of people on Facebook were saying, "I will never get back those 2 hours of my life."
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, I don't really know how I feel about it. There was so much bitching about it at my house that I guess.
What
have
were
to
they
feel
bitching about? Tell me.
That you never see any monster. That there's no explanation for how the whole thing happened.
Because
it's
inexplicable. That's why. If someone tries to tell you what's going on in it or gives you an explanation for something that's happening in a Stephen King book, you'd go, that is a pile of bolt. And
so you liked it.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Most importantly, because I didn't hit play on it, the missus did. She's like, all right, let's try this. And I'm like, I'm just letting you know right now, if this as it was going, if this doesn't end well, I'm going to be furious at you. Mm-hmm. And then it ended in a way that I was comfortable with, and I was just streaming tears. I can't watch
streaming
movies.
Tears.
Streaming tears down my face.
Really? I found nothing to cry over in that movie.
Tom, what are you, heartless?
That's
what
sad.
About Tom?
I'm sad when Tom dies. Tom is hot.
Oh,
so he was a
loss. Spoiler alert!
You just said that's sad, you know.
Anyway, but then when she's like, "In your name is,"
I thought for sure she was going to name her Cinderella.
Did I.
Yeah, I was a little let down that she named her.
Anyway,
after.
I didn't love it, but it was good. I enjoyed it. I didn't hate it.
No,
and the way it ended, I was like, okay, you know, I'm really sad about Tom.
Mm. I know. They were so close.
Well, and he's heroic.
A lot of non-explanations.
He was heroic there.
He was. Oh, sure.
And you know what I like, too? It was a weird combination because you've got Sandra Bullock and who's the other guy? Malkovich is in it.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a few other actors where you're like, that guy's legit.
Mm-hmm.
That person's legit. And then you're all, who the hell's that? And that wasn't said very well. Like, there's some, like, really... high quality and low quality happening all at the same time.
I will give you that as well. There were a couple scenes there where I went, that didn't work.
Yeah.
That kind of sucked.
I liked that, though. It was interesting.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was...
I was like, boy, they spent all the budget on a few celebrities, and then they didn't have the money to finish these scenes.
To have a monster
right.
go, you know.
Well,
only I could have seen a monster of some kind.
Well, you did when the guy laid out...
No, I did. Little swirling leaves, no.
When the guy laid out those drawings he'd made of the monster, You don't remember that part?
I do, but that really wasn't. They each one was different, and a lot of them were just about the eyeball. Well, and
but
you know,
his point was, it's the boogeyman. Mm. It's just some evil thing.
I guess everyone sees something a little different.
So I also saw. Mm-hmm. Did you see Who Man?
Yeah.
Did you see Searching?
Oh, how was that? We almost pressed play.
That's
on that.
That's with John Cho, right?
I believe so.
I did not.
Okay, that is a trippy movie because it's done.
Swallow it.
A bunch of the what? It's done on the screen of a computer.
Oh.
So you keep the following, whole thing. Not the whole thing. There's absolutely scenes where they're filming, but there's also a lot is done either. I don't know. Is that FaceTime?
Yeah. Oh.
A lot of it's done FaceTime or it's done via search. Like you're the.
So he's actually searching on the internet for stuff.
You're like following.
He's searching for his kid. I think his kid got kidnapped, right?
Something happens to his kid, yes.
But what happens?
I don't want to give anything away.
Well, I didn't give away a whole Bird Box. Why not?
I didn't want to give away a Bird Box.
Bird Box was not.
I'm not the one who said Tom died.
You can't. Well, I didn't just say it again. For people who just joined us.
Anyway, Searching was interesting just because it was so clearly they were going for something different and they found it. I wouldn't call it great.
Mm. I saw a great movie and it was called Bad Times at the El Royale.
You thought it was great.
I loved it.
I've heard that title before.
Yeah, it was nobody else. I think I was the only one who really loved it at my house. There were a couple of people who weren't. But those people just don't seem to like any movie. It doesn't seem to matter what we...
Your brother is just a pill, isn't he?
He really is. Every little thing. No, spoiler alert, my brother's a pill. I don't know. They just didn't see. I loved it. It was sort of, it had a Tarantino feel. Like they were going for that, clearly. But it also had that kind of Wes Anderson... like sets and you know, almost feels like a play and has weird.
Was it like six people go in? They're all strangers. They go into the hotel,
yes.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, and then the creepy things.
Like
Herman
and I had talked about it when it came out.
It's really I enjoyed it very much. I liked the character Jeff Bridges. I always enjoy and that Dakota
Fanning.
No,
oh Johnson.
The chick from the Fifty Shades.
Yeah.
Oh, she's, Melanie Griffith's.
Yes,
kid.
And John Johnson's kid. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's girlfriend. In that. This black chick who I'm not sure what else she's been in, but she's your favorite. By the end, you're just like, oh my god, I think her name's Darlene. I love her.
I'll watch it. I didn't know.
I really liked it.
I saw a movie I love too.
Oh, what is that?
Kung Fu Panda 1.
Oh.
Now I saw one too.
I've seen Kung Fu Panda.
It's old.
So what? I just got to it. Kung Fu Panda 1, Kung 2, Fu. And 3.
Oh, you watched all three?
Oh, wow.
Oh boy.
I mean, I could surf
is
during
Angelina
the day,
Jolie,
but once
the
it's
tiger
dark.
And all three of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that she's like...
And Jack Black is the
Jack
panda.
Black is a... It's the first thing I've seen Jack Black in where I was like, huge star.
Mm-hmm. You like Dustin... Mm-hmm. You like Dustin Hoffman?
Who is he?
Like the trainer guy, the...
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
Sage-y guy.
Uh-huh.
Bag?
I don't know. So I saw that and loved it. And then what day was this? I don't know. I went surfing in the morning and I got home and the missus goes, how would you like to go see Mary Poppins? And I go,
no
thanks.
I would not.
And she goes, I got you tickets for you and your daughter to go see. And I'm like, all right.
Take her now.
Well, the thing is, this is the thing. Like, there's no school.
Mm.
So, you know.
There's a whole day to fill.
It's a lot.
And
you just went surfing. What are we going to do now?
What are we going to do
next? So I got my time, and then when I got home, it was.
Kid time.
Right.
Time for babysitting.
We went to see Mary Poppins.
And?
It was fine.
No.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did. Well, I mean,
how's Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Would I have gone to it? No. Did I watch it with my daughter and enjoy the time we spent together? Yes, absolutely. Aww. Did I cry yet again?
Oh, my God.
Yes!
You did, Mary Poppins!
What's there to cry about?
I don't know. Why can't I get through movies anymore?
I don't know.
Oh, it's those girls.
You're not taking a nap like I did.
It's I don't know what the hell to do.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to shift gears if we can really quickly because someone on the
Please.
Show wasn't even here. Yeah, I know. Let's talk more about movies.
I'd like to talk more about Vinny crying.
I know. I'm enjoying that. So Yuzette wasn't here the Friday before we left because she's having some. Have you seen her new accessory? It's a butt shoehorn.
Oh, I have one too.
Oh, you both have a butt shoehorn.
Let's see yours.
It's fantastic. It's
why does Hooman have one?
Oh, look! Oh, hold them up, guys. Okay. Let's hold them up for the camera so everyone can see your butt shoehorn. Look at the.
Mine's a face cradle for a massage table.
Oh. Well, she's got an actual physical plastic shoehorn for her butt.
Did
it's a
the
butt
doc
scoop.
Give you that?
Yeah, this. Yeah,
it's like a small toboggan.
Yeah,
like a sled.
And that scoop
out.
Is the scoop out where your woman area goes?
No,
her tailbone.
My tailbone right
it's a support. It supports her cheeks while letting her tailbone float free.
Got it.
So she's got like a sciatic nerve issue. Is that correct? She spent her whole effing vacation at the doctor's office.
Yeah.
Which is where you should spend it when you've got some problems.
Wait, at the doctor's office?
I had, the first week of vacation, I had like 6 doctor's appointments.
Mm. Oh.
And I was going to, there's this doctor. You know, we've been talking a lot about these guys, Eddie and Ellie Hahn.
Mm.
Ellie texted me on Sunday because she heard that she had listened to the podcast. She heard I wasn't at work on Friday. What's going on? I have someone that can help you if it's your back or something like that.
Who is this Ellie Hahn?
Ellie Hahn. Eddie had come the other day, a couple weeks ago, to do my rings.
Yes, these are the gift center people.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And so she picked me up on that Monday. It was pouring rain. Mm. She's like, I'm coming to your house and getting you. I'm like, okay. I was in so much pain. I'll do anything. I went and saw her brother.
A chiropractor?
He is a chiropractor. I call him Dr. Ali, but I think it's Ali Reza Bagirian.
Oh,
he's
my
on
goodness.
California and Spruce.
Shame.
He is amazing. He's great. So he started giving me some laser therapy and was putting running lasers all over it's my left leg.
Mm.
Is that snapping thing? Did it feel like it was a rubber band snapping on you?
No, it didn't. It wasn't like a shock thing.
Huh.
It was some kind of heat. I think it's called cold therapy, but it's actually warm.
Mm.
The lasers are warm on your leg, and it just loosens up the muscles and all that kind of stuff. So I had 3 appointments with him. I had Kaiser. I was going to a physical therapist a couple times. I did that. So and it's still like at a pain of maybe 2 right now compared to off the charts.
Which is what
so
it was,
I'm still
right.
limping, but it's getting better, and that's great.
And the butt sled scoop is working.
Well, it's helping.
It's her workstation that it's so ergonomically incorrect, and even just because she constantly turns and twists and is typing at the wrong level.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I mean, my laptop's on a ream of paper here.
Right.
So I'm going to have to get a new chair. Mm-hmm. And then Hooman's friend Aaron Daly, is going to help me out.
The chef.
The chef. Is she going to cook some certain special food
with
for
micro
you?
Tell
her what she brings in my chair that
be
she'll
careful.
Have to.
She'll have you sweeping her house out, too. She's that lady.
She knows how to work it.
Yeah, she does.
And so is she going to be bringing food when she brings this chair?
Biscuit breakfast.
I'll tell her what day she's coming in.
I don't know. We're gonna try out a few chairs and try out a workstation kind of thing. And I mean, I would like for the company to pay for it.
Yes,
because that chair is very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. They're gonna give me a doctor's note or whatever I need to do to get this taken care of here.
I've worked with people who not only got their own chair, but would bring it into the studio. Every single day
I've
and bring
that
it
happen.
Out of the studio
right.
and put it in their office every day. And that's because they know they spend 4+ hours a day in that damn chair.
Yeah.
And I don't know, none of us even think to do that. I mean, Hooman does, but he gets a ball, like a bouncy ball or whatever that thing is he sits on.
Yeah. I'm glad it's being managed. I am, you know.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
Yeah, but it's what a bummer.
There's lots of things I couldn't do. I was telling Hooman, that Friday morning, I was crawling to the bathroom. Like, I was crawling with, like, this dead leg weighing
dragging behind you?
Yes.
Oh, my
God.
Lord.
Oh, no.
So do you have a cane today?
Do I have a cane today? I do not, but believe me, I've thought about going and buying one.
Yeah, get a cane. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
How about a walker?
You know, with the
I
weather
we
we're
all
having,
have walkers and canes by the time this show is over. I mean, I'd really like to be here that long. 2019, here we go.
Use
oh
that.
Yeah, oh that's then it's like oh I just have an umbrella.
We'll see if it's high enough. There's actually one in the office, a big one.
Yeah,
I'll
get
see
that.
If it works. That's
works funny. For Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm.
Back
idea.
To my movie.
She hides her limp.
Weekend of movie viewing yeah. or vacation.
Helps her fly.
Whatever.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. So there. That's what that is.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, I'm glad that you know you're getting the help that you need for
a lot of icing. Heat, a little bit of heat, not too much. He wants me to do mostly icing.
Well, plus you tend to burn yourself when you put a little heat
on.
Yeah,
and
stuff,
I did.
So. You're kidding me.
Yeah,
again?
That Friday, I was in so much pain. I put the heating pad sort of.
You got to get a new heat. That heating pad is too hot.
That's the death of me. I put it away.
That needs a gator or something on it.
I got like 2 blisters like, right underneath my butt.
Unbelievable. She's like cooking herself over there. Like,
I don't know what you're doing.
I mean, she's cooking. She's literally like, roasting herself.
Doesn't stop
seem
buying
right.
stuff off the TV or something.
It's the hottest heating pad of all time.
As seen on TV.
Right. You're starving. You cook your arm.
What's wrong with you?
Just eat meat right off the bone, falling off the bone. Oh, my God. What the hell's happening? All right. So anyway, hi, we're back. All right. So now I just press the play button on this.
Uh-oh. You got it down?
I think so. KLSC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.